Okay, Mal, podcast, what's all this about?
Well, I thought we'd do a podcast, basically. Do you know what a podcast is, I should ask?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay, cool. I thought, seeing as we're both, you're starting a new job in September, joining me.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that in a sec.
I thought it'd be quite nice to document the journey and just share some ideas. We might get nobody wants to listen, but I think it just gives us the opportunity and it forces us to sit down once a week and talk about the week, what's gone well, what hasn't gone well, rather than winging it and having corridor conversations.
So a podcast then, correct me if I'm wrong, is a recording of me and you rabbling away?
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah? How's that sound?
Plan.
Obviously there's going to be some crappy jingle at the beginning that I'll get Fives to sort.
Fair enough, yeah.
Well, you're not
choosing name it.
The podcast?
Yeah.
I suppose we do. We can't just have, I don't know.
Two maths teachers talking.
Two
something like that. We'll come up with something
as time goes on.
Fair enough.
Right, so I mentioned documenting the journey. Should we explain?
Right, so...
we haven't introduced ourselves.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm Chris Seeger.
Yeah, I'm Mel Muldowney.
And we're two-thirds of Just Maths. September, next week, we're colliding back together after a couple of years spell apart.
I know. How'd you feel?
Very nervous. 5 years ago, started at Ulster Academy.
Yeah, I was there at the time.
Oh yeah, of course you were. But the point that 5 years has gone so quickly, and I think I've forgotten about how tough it is to start a new job, and it's starting in these last couple of days of the summer holiday to come back to me.
Is it dawning on you?
It is. And not the task of the job, because I think that's just the nature of what we do. It's more just the whole... The students don't know me. I've got to get my reputation back. And I was humbled in the first transition from Trinity over to Ulster. And I wasn't expecting it. And I thought the kids would just do exactly as I said. But they didn't. And at least this time I'm prepared for it. But I suppose it's like a parachute jump, isn't it? They say the second... I've never done one, by the way. Have you done one?
What, parachute jump?
Yeah, no. Say the second one's the worst because you know what to expect. And that's in the back of my mind as well. So I am nervous. And I don't
Who's there when they say the second one's the worst?
The parachutist. Never met one, but I've heard it. Apparently the second one's the worst.
Because I left Ulster to go part-time, which hasn't really worked.
Got some dogs in the background here. Apologies.
And the second one, for me, wasn't necessarily the worst. It was different. There were different challenges. And I think that was... We went through so many changes when we moved because we were in our comfort zone at Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
That they weren't new challenges because everything you've seen before, it's like building up this body of experience. So I think it is tough changing schools. It is an unwritten thing nobody wants to talk about because they think it's a sense of failure. And that's where I felt when we moved to Ulster, is that why didn't somebody tell me it was going to be this tough?
It was very tough.
Yeah, but the second time, I think, was... I wouldn't have said it was tougher. I would have said it was slightly easier because I knew it wasn't me, it wasn't the kids, it wasn't the school. It was just changing school.
It was just the change, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We haven't actually put this in perspective for the people listening, if anyone is listening.
Yeah.
I started in 2004, I think it was, as an NQT at Trinity.
This will be the only episode that has this stuff on.
Yes. And then I got quickly promoted to head of department, as you do. And Mal joined soon within my promotion, I think.
I think you've been
it?
Promoted in the February and I joined in the June.
And as an NQT. So we first collided there several years ago now. We took that school to ridiculous results, fantastic results, and the most improved school in England. And then from there, we both moved together, actually, over to Ulster, which was a school in requires improvement, falling roles, wasn't it? And we both went there and helped that school get to fabulous results again. And then the Maths Team of the Year at the TES Awards.
Yeah. So you're leaving on a swan song. So what have your results been? Because I haven't seen you. What have your results been this summer?
So we've
obviously it's a team effort.
Of course it is. Team effort. Fantastic team. I'm leaving. Again, apologies for the dogs in the background. Not ours, by the way. The results came in at the best the school's ever seen as a whole school effort. But within the maths, we had 93% 4+, 75% 5+. And put it in perspective of the school, because you could get high results in any school, particularly high achieving schools, grammar schools, etc. So put it in perspective, the Progress 8 sorts that out, 0.989 based off last year's figure. So a fantastic team effort and going out on a real high and leaving a team in a strong position as well.
So why are you joining us? So I'm I moved to North Bromsgrove, that was a school that went into special measures last summer, so summer 2018. I moved in January because I could see that it was a school, it's a school relatively local to me, that was in need of maths teachers. The entire maths department left last summer for whatever reason. So again, 2018, it's already gone into requires, into special measures. I was doing some SLE work. Head teacher Nick was a competitor's head teacher over in Ulster.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was, yes. Yeah. So I knew of Nick, and I want to work with it for a gaffer I like. And so
massively important though.
Massively. So having done some SLE work from September to January, I decided to join the team in January. And so obviously we've just had an officer as well, so we're no longer special measures, so one of the fastest schools to come out of special measures.
In fact, don't you know how many schools have got out of it?
I think it's less than 12.
Wow.
Less than 12 in the based on the data that Ofsted published.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a massive achievement for the school. We're still RI. Our results this summer, they were okay. We've not disgraced ourselves.
But let's put this in perspective, Mel. The whole maths team were new in September.
Oh, everybody.
You came along and was helping as a little part until January, then a slightly bigger part, and you've managed to secure results that actually should have been on that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say a car crash, but should have been a lot worse than what you and that team managed to pull together.
Yeah, and I think that was the
great
feeling
job
we got last week with the results, was that it could have been a car crash. The and it's a really nice team, so you'll enjoy working with them.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we should say we're not heads department.
No, we've got Mike. He's looks like a fantastic guy to work for so far in the few times I've met him. The head teacher, Nick, exactly what you want for a head teacher. He's got the vision, he's got the journey in mind, he knows what he wants to do. Reminds me exactly of the journey that we wanted to take Trinity on and we want to take Ulster on, and that's why I'm moving.
Okay,
to come across,
so the challenge.
And
it'll be fun.
I think it'll be,
fun.
A fantastic journey. So there you go, that's put it that in perspective.
That took a bit longer.
A bit longer than we thought.
And I think that's going to be what these podcasts do. I think they're just going to be us two rambling.
Yeah, there you go, two ramblers. Not walking because we sat down.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the grade boundaries and the summer, and we've got the results, and we've got to do quite, I don't know, you're doing that at the moment,
yeah,
and going through and looking at
got 30 remarks.
Wow.
Just to put that into context, out of the 10 foundation papers I've reviewed, there's 6 that are within 1 or 2 marks that I would want to send at least 1 or 2 of their papers back for remark.
Cool.
So that'll bump it up a bit. I've got the rest of the team looking at the higher tier. There's a couple of dodgy ones that I'm going to try.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of definites. There's a couple where they've gone backwards. So I think overall the marking from the exam board I've seen has been relatively fair.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shockers in there.
What do you think of the papers overall? And I know we're generic here in terms of all the different exam boards, and you spend quite a bit of time looking at the different exam
boards. I've worked through all of them now. I've got work solutions for all the papers, even Educas.
What's your gut feeling this summer?
Are we going to mention them?
Individual names? Well, everyone knows different names, but right. I suppose in terms of...
I think Pearson's papers were more accessible this summer.
Then reflect in the grade boundaries?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, that yeah means the grade boundaries were higher, particularly on foundation. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I think the variability is a concern to some people because they're up and down. Like, I was going to swear then, but...
They're up and down.
They're up and down. But I think the other thing for me about them being more accessible is this has been the first summer since we've had this new GCSE where I've had kids coming out of papers going, that was good. I was able to access more of it. And it started to change my mindset about... I want kids to do more maths. I want them to get more marks.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean make it easier. I just want them to come out with that sense of accomplishment or achievement.
Well, that's what we're in the job for, aren't we? We're in the job to teach these kids maths.
Yeah.
And, I know it's a cliche, but it's true. You don't want them coming out upset and completely putting them off maths, particularly them going on to A-level and future maths. That's the worst thing we can be doing. The one thing I want to bring up, I don't need to bring it up, is that I was a bit shocked, I suppose, that how little fives we got off the foundation paper. I don't know if you felt that or have spotted that, or if I'm just not teaching it very well.
I have heard on Twitter people saying that, and I think I have done some analysis, so maybe a couple of weeks into the term we can look at that analysis, because what I've got is I've got the from 2018, and I'm trying to get the information from the exam board. So if you're listening, Mr. Exam Boards, all three of you, four of you, so I've looked at 2018 and I've managed to extrapolate the percentage of the threes that were all awarded on foundation and the percentage that were awarded on higher. The percentage of fours on foundation, the percentage of fours on higher. And there are some differences across the exam boards.
Mm. Will that be to do with how many sit that exam board's paper, though?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things we can talk about probably next time before I reveal that information is talk about the mechanics of how exams are awarded.
Okay.
So go through the national prediction matrices and the fact that exam boards have that and all that kind of stuff. So that gives us something else to talk about next
week.
Something
to chew on, isn't it? And have a look at.
So I think they were up and down.
It's just that we got a great success rate with fives on foundation last summer.
Yeah.
And ones I thought...
Hang on, your fives were 75%, so they haven't gone down.
No, not at all. I just thought with the ones that I had in the foundation group, to be honest with you, the ones that got the fives on higher were a little bit surprised that they got a five. I thought some of those may have been a four. So it balanced out in the end. But at the loss of some of the ones that I thought were nailed on, better than last year's five on a foundation.
But then I think that's where the grade boundary hike on the foundation for Pearson...
And it was a hike.
It was a hike. What was it, 16, 18 marks?
Yes.
Or something like that. And I think to go from 168 to 100... I think it was 168 last year to 180-something. But also the one thing... The one message, think back to the first sitting when students were asking us, well, how many marks do I need? What's the grade boundary? That was really freeing to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think we limit students sometimes because we're going, well, you get 50 marks a paper. 50 marks a paper will get you a four or a five. And then 60 marks a paper. But let's aim for 100% and nobody knows. Is quite freeing, so maybe that's something we've got to be aware of.
It was, and we were together, weren't we, that year?
Yeah, so if you think about the kind of kids we teach, because we'll talk about supergroup as well, I think. The kind of kids we teach are those CD borderline, the three, the fours, the fives, the underachieving, the demotivated kids, that sometimes they're limiting. They go, oh, I need 40 marks of paper. I reckon I've got 50 in the bag, so I'm not going to bother with this question in the paper. Or I'm not going to... Mm. There may be an element where they're working to their ceiling.
Can we just check one thing? Can we check that we're still recording and not talking to a phone that's turned off? Yeah, fantastic. That's all right. No, very true, very true. And the students that we don't just teach, but we love teaching.
Yeah.
They're fantastic, and I'm looking forward to those super groups that we've... I'm hoping that yourself and Mike have got set up ready to get going. And
so go on, explain what a super group is.
Well, super group was born out of a necessity, wasn't it, that we moved to a new school. Didn't know the background. They'd done assessments in year 10, but then you do one in year 11 and it's completely different. And we know the kids generally don't do a great deal of work over that summer holiday, so there's going to be a dip.
Yeah, 35% was a shock, though,
wasn't it? It was a shock. So we said, well, okay, let's whack all these together. I've got a room big enough. And both of us teach.
It wasn't that simple, though, was it?
Oh, no, we had to physically go lugging tables and chairs from different classrooms around the school.
And then squeezing in 48.
Yeah.
You make it sound like it was a snap decision. It was a snap decision, but I think it was...
It took a bit of thought after the snap, didn't it?
It came out of frustration, though, didn't it? Because you were running in my room going, hey, did they get it? What did you teach them? What about this kid? And it was just like, well, why don't you teach them then? At which point, we looked at each
other. It was you throwing your dolly out the pram, wasn't it? Why don't you teach... Okay, let's do it together, right.
And then it was, All right, then. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
We looked at your room and then we did it.
That's it.
But the kids were amazing.
The calling it the super group, just showing them what we were doing and having going on the journey with them, I suppose.
Yeah.
They bought into it from day one, didn't they?
Do you think me sitting the exam helped? Because I want to get the whole department to sit it with them next summer.
But if you go back, you sitting the exam was 2 years after that first supergroup. I think it helped for that year.
Oh, it
group,
was,
didn't
wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The first supergroup.
The first supergroup was the
was
old
just us
yeah.
proper going yeah. for it. Let's just do what we can. And I think that's the feeling we're going to have to...
So go back to my question. Do you think we should try to get the maths department sitting it with the kids next summer?
Yeah, yeah. I'll obviously administrate that and just watch everyone and get them in the right tiers.
So you'll yeah. do the revision for us?
Yeah, I'll do the revision sessions. And it's not fair, obviously, to have your teacher inside there, is it? But you lot can do it. No. I'll do it. Sounds like a plan. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm going to sell it to the
yeah,
other
you're
five.
You're not convinced, are you?
I'm not convinced, personally.
So, yeah, super great.
I just know when we get to that exam, it's a big sigh of relief. I don't want to be thinking... What result have I got on top of everyone yeah. else's?
So supergroup, we've split the year group. This is, it's probably one of the biggest year groups we'll have taught, 270 kids.
Wow.
It's not much bigger than Trinity, to be fair.
No, no.
So we're used to the sizes.
So going back to two halves of the year.
Yeah.
And you've looked at and got roughly 50, I think, haven't you, on each
55.
Half of the year? 55.
Yeah. yeah.
It grows every time I speak to you.
Me and Mike sat down last week and we've got safe set ones, so they're our high flyers. I wouldn't say safe, but we'll monitor them. We've got a new teacher coming in to teach those. We've then got our set twos that are slightly smaller, 28, 29.
Okay.
And then our set three...
We've got
three,
some good experience going yeah. with those guys, haven't we?
Yeah, so our set ones are both the same teacher on both sides. Our set two and our set three alternate on either side of the
yep.
year group. With our set three being slightly smaller, so I think we've tried to get that down to 20 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that we will have some tiering issues in there.
Yes.
And then we've taken in everybody else
everyone
below that.
Else.
Everyone else.
And we will have tiering... decisions and issues in
Absolutely.
That group as well, won't we?
Absolutely.
Wow. So I think one of our early, whatever we're going to call this, podcast discussions is going to be how that's settling down, isn't
yeah.
it? And how those students have adapted to it, how we're adapting to it, if we've got the right kids in the right place,
yeah.
and just keeping, I suppose, anyone who's listening updated on how we're making decisions and where they're going, foundation, higher foundation, different teachers. And I suppose being on part of that journey with us, it's if anyone else is doing the same, can think and compare to what we're
yeah.
doing to help them.
And if people do listen, they've got questions, they can tweet me at @just_maths.
Or
email Seager, christian@justmaths.co.uk. Because my inbox is sat at 1,254 emails. So, Chris...
That's just your alibi quote, that is.
Yeah, looking for next year. I don't know why I've started calling him Chris. It's just Seager. But his email is christian@just_maths. No, it's not. It's wrong.
No, I like that one.
And maybe we get some people, because I know there's a couple of schools that have done it. Maybe we can get them in.
Yeah, well, we love hosting schools, don't we, and coming in and just having a nose at us, but also that then we can tap in and go back and have a look and a nose at them, because as much as we've got some answers, we like coming along and pinching other people's answers as
yeah,
well. And
I think that's a benefit of the work we do on a Thursday, you do on a Wednesday for one of the boards.
Well, I think this profession as a whole as well is great at sharing, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's not as easy as it used to be back under local authority when you had the set structure. But if we make it and people are up for it, we're up for visiting you and come and visit us and just share ideas. That's what I love of the best part of my job. Absolutely. Seeing other schools, comparing.
You always come away with one idea.
You do,
or
don't
two
you?
Ideas.
And I like to share an idea from us as well. And
you just like to talk.
Just like to talk, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, rest of the holiday, a couple of days left?
Rest of the holiday. It's what we're on now. We've got the weekend, haven't we? That's
yeah.
it. And then job done. But
early start, laying your clothes out Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah. Got to choose all the new stuff, all the new clothes.
Oh, matching shirts and ties.
New pencil case. No, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I think the training day is the... I remember being really... humbled is the only word I can say, and I've said it already, but sitting in that hall on the training day when it was exactly the opposite of what we've done before, just a different, not the opposite, but a different hall, a different head teacher, different facts and figures that they're reeling out to you. And that's when it really hits that, hold on, I'm not in the same place anymore.
Yeah.
So that's going to be...
The drive will be different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the
coffee where, will be different.
Where you, well, the coffee, the flapjacks. You need to...
What flapjacks?
Oh, you don't get that.
We don't get that. To be fair...
Bacon sandwiches?
Bacon sandwiches. I wasn't there last September, so
okay,
I don't
you
know.
Won't know.
So even for me, this is new.
So if you want to check in that I'm okay... Just ask me on the training day, because that's when I think it will hit me. All right.
All right, then. Right, so it comes back to, we need two things. What are we going to call this podcast?
Two teachers talking.
Just two maths teachers. Yeah, I like that. And what about this episode? Because I think we're going to have to tell Fies we're going to call this one something.
The pilot episode.
The pilot, is that
and if no one listens, yeah.
The parachute is.
Or if no one listens, we've got our, we can pull it and no one will ever know.
I like that.
Pilot episode.
The pilot episode. The one where we discuss grey boundaries and supergroup.
That's it.
There we go. That's so do you think it'll be worth it?
I think it'll be brilliant. Like you said and at the very start, it forces us to sit down, talk and just... Even if it's just our own planning and our own ideas, we can share it with everyone else at the same time. And if people want to listen to that part, they can. If not, they can fast forward and pick out any nuggets or anything that we do happen to stumble across. So, yeah, I like that.
Yeah? Cool.
Sounds like a plan.
Right.
So what we're going to... What's the plan for next time? Should we... say now a bit of an insight of what we want to talk about?
So I think I'd like to talk about the mechanics of how grades are awarded. So
okay.
Look at that.
And
I think,
how we've settled in.
Yeah. So talk about you settling in.
The new supergroup.
The new supergroup. Because we would have done a lesson with them.
Yeah.
Or two. Maybe the mechanics of good consistency routines, the kind of things that we're doing at the start of lessons. So making sure that, because behaviour will be an issue.
Yeah.
Having been there, I know that we do have some challenges with behaviour. Mm. Tutor groups.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Basically, any interventions and ideas that we've managed to put in place, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Brilliant.
I think that's a good start.
Mm.
Yeah.
We might have a bit more of an update of stuff that we're doing with the kangaroo lads as well. So we're working with the kangaroo maths. I'm trying to put some bits and bobs together, and hopefully we'll have a bit more of an update on that next time. And
I'm really excited about one of them. I've been tweeting a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm busting to share.
Well, I think by the time this will be up and running, you should have a bit more on Twitter then. So there's your direction if you want to get... We'll talk about it more when we've actually...
Revealed it.
I'm
not ready to finish it yet because I've got one more to go. One more.
Yeah.
And once we're done.
Okay, we'll talk about that next time.
Okay, cool. Right.
Brilliant.
See you next week.
Let's wrap it up. See you next week.
All right. Ta-ra.
See you.